Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the nether world shall not prevail against it.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But what do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the little world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, "God forbid, our Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned to said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
It's very profound meditation on this gospel. Jesus appointed Peter to be the head of the church. Then for a minute, he rebuked him as Satan. Because Peter represents all of us, we do not know what does mean by taking our cross. For Peter, he presumed Jesus always. Be head of the church. He represents Jesus, of course, but no way to die. It's not in the mind of Peter, neither for all the disciples. They don't understand why Jesus said he has to go to Jerusalem and be killed. No one understands. So naturally, Peter stopped Jesus to go up to Jerusalem. But then Jesus called him Satan, because he's blocking the way. It happens to us all. We don't understand at times the meaning of the cross. We want to follow Christ, but many times we do not want to take the cross. But finally, Peter understand the true meaning. So before Jesus was risen to heaven, Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" Peter understand now, important is to love. To love also means to suffer, to sacrifice ourselves. It's not always easy to understand, but this is our calling. Important, we don't have to worry about what will be next day. Important, live well every present moment. That's all, with love. When we love God, we will have the joy to carry our cross. We ask Peter to help us to take our cross on a daily basis and telling Jesus we trust in Him, we follow Him. Although many times we do not understand what we are going to take, but tell Jesus, we are ready to be with you all the time.